Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you, as always. Adam Boyden is with us, folks. As I promised you, Adam is the president of Conduit.com, an organization that's helping a lot of small business owners fulfill their destiny online. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic, 2011. Adam, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be on. Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Adam. Talk to us a little bit about peer over into over the curtain there into 2011. Tell us what you see.
Well, specifically online, which is I think where I'd like to focus, is that all the trends we've seen in 2010 are just going to be even greater. So the importance of being where your customers are across whatever platform that they are using is going to be a big trend. You know, listening to your customers, making sure that you're delivering what they need when they want it is going to be another big trend. And the rise of the social combined with local is another big trend, I think, that we will see in 2011.
Local search, social media and local search is the convergence of those two things is going to be huge and is going to be an incredible dividend for small businesses, Main Street small businesses.
Absolutely. And it's not just local search. It's all the aspects of local.
Yeah.
You know, for example, if you've seen the recent news of Groupon, which I think was a company I mentioned the last time
right.
I was on the show.
Remind us about them.
Yeah, they just turned down an offer for $6 billion from Google.
Wow.
And that company is less than 2 years old.
$6 billion?
Yeah, they turned it down. So, you know, this is a big deal. they're growing really, really quickly, and the whole trend is growing. Because what they are able to do is match a real commercial opportunity to the right consumer, leveraging the social group dynamic. So get friends to get other friends involved, but tied to where people are most likely to want to have it. So, you know, if you're a ski shop, then you're looking for all the people who are in driving distance of your shop, then their technology enables it just to hit those people.
So puts the local search on steroids and puts a lot of added value to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the Groupon experience, and so these are things. So see, this is Adam. This is what I'm trying to get across to my audience, is folks, you don't have to win this race. You don't have to conquer the online universe. You just have to be plugged in and start learning about these things, because everything, Adam, that you're doing, that I'm doing, everything that Groupon and all these other companies are doing, all they're doing is adding. They're adding incredible power, making incredible power available to local Main Street small businesses.
Absolutely, the it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's lots of work; it's getting more complex. Small businesses have to be involved in lots of things online. But there's huge advantages on the other side, in that you now, as a small business, can compete with the big guys.
Right.
The playing field is leveled. Anyone can take advantage of this, and frankly, small businesses have a better opportunity to be better at it than the big guys, because they actually know who their customers are
right,
and the local
right.
needs.
Well, and everything that you and I have been talking about this segment are things that cost virtually nothing.
Absolutely, yeah. This is the great benefit. Whether you're building apps on Conduit or doing stuff with Groupon, there's no initial cost in getting involved.
Well, and the other thing, Adam, is that none of this precludes them having a Main Street traditional storefront.
Absolutely, yeah.
It actually complements that, doesn't it?
Very much so.
Because I keep coming back to the wisdom of John Nesbitt from 30 years ago, Adam, where he said the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. And people who live in Main Street, who live in the Main Street neighborhoods across Flyover America or wherever they live around the world, they still are going to want to drop by a shop and try on something or hold it in their hands, but they're going to want to see it. They're going to want to have help finding it the day before.
Exactly. And not just that, is that consumers increasingly want to develop a relationship with the store that they interact with.
Right.
And that's where you can win in the online world, is by building that relationship with the consumer.
Well, the big companies are not in danger from the little companies, but small companies do have an ability to now compete straight up, and that's going to be good for everybody. Hold on to that thought. Adam Boyd and I will be right back, folks. More to come. Sometime during our discussion, we're going to talk about apps. And you know what I think? I think they're your future. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.